Remember, the most important day of Hajj is the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, which is called Hajj Day, also known as the Day of Arafah. So if someone asks you, on which day is Hajj? It is on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the most crucial day, the most important day of Hajj. If there is any day that is the highlight of your entire journey, your entire travel, then it is Day of Arafah. So on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, you will go to Arafat. Subhanallah. When you reach Arafat, you will offer Zuhr Salah during the time of Zuhr and Asr Salah during the time of Asr. You are not to leave Arafat until sunset, until it's Maghrib there. Until you are certain the sun has set, Maghrib is not prayed in Arafat, but you must remain there until sunset. When you reach Arafat, first find your tent, then engage in abundant recitation of Labbaik. It will be a breathtaking sight today, millions of Muslims, all dressed in the same simple garment of Ihram, all raising the call of Labbaik. Believe me, countless saints and even two of Allah Almighty's noble prophets, Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Ilyas alayhi salam, are also present in the plain of Arafat with the pilgrims on this blessed day. O pilgrims, congratulations to you. Two of Allah Almighty's prophets are present every year in Arafat plain on the day of Arafah. You can imagine the immense significance of this day. Sayyiduna Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah said, there are some sins whose atonement is only the standing at Arafat. They are wiped away only through the stay at Arafat. Oh, how fortunate you are that you have reached the plain of Arafat. Remember, it is mentioned in a hadith that on no day does Allah Almighty free more of His servants from hell than on the day of Arafat. He then shows pleasure to angels. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no day when shaitan is seen more humiliated, disgraced, belittled and furious than on the day of Arafah. And the reason is that on this day, he sees the descent of mercy and Allah Almighty forgiving his servants major sins. Once a man looked towards women on the day of Arafah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, today is the day when whoever controls his ears, eyes and tongue will be forgiven. So on this day, you must control your ears, control your eyes and control your tongue. Do not quarrel, do not look here and there, do not gaze at women and do not cast sinful glances. I have nothing else to do today except seek forgiveness. Today I must please my Lord. I have come to the plain of Arafat. I must save myself from disgrace on the day of judgment. Today in the plain of Arafat, I must win my Lord's pleasure so that on the day of resurrection I may be shaded under the throne of Allah Almighty. Oh my dear Islamic brothers, now when noon arrives, when the time for Zuhr begins, subhanallah, as soon as the Zuhr time starts, all the people present in the plain of Arafat in the state of Ihram with the intention of Hajj, subhanallah, at that very moment, they all officially become Hajis. It is a sunnati muakkada to perform a ritual bath at noon in the plain of Arafat. If it is easy for you and you are able to, then perform a ritual bath and maintain purity. If you cannot, then at least perform wudu. Now remember, today that is the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah after the noon, after the time of Zuhr begins, and until the dawn of the 10th, anyone who enters Arafat even for a moment while in the state of Ihram becomes a Haji. Today staying is the greatest integral part of Hajj in Arafat. During the time of Zuhr, you will perform Zuhr in your tents, and during the time of Asr, you will perform Asr also in your tents. After each prayer, stand for wukuf. Stand as much as you can without shade, without a tent, and without an umbrella. If the heat is intense, you may go into your tent for a while and then come out again for some time. But especially after performing Asr, when the evening sets in and the sun is no longer so harsh from Asr until sunset, this is the time that must be spent in supplication. If you do not ask today, then when will you ask? Today is the day of asking. Today is the day of forgiveness. Ask abundantly of your Lord today. Recall your sins. Oh, my dear Islamic brothers, do not become lazy in making supplications on this day. Keep asking with your heart. Today is the day to ask. Today is the day to gather, and today is the day to collect the showers of mercy. Pray for yourself, for your family, for your children, and even for your future generations. And yes, Remember your deceased loved ones in your prayers, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and all those from your lineage who have passed before you. Then pray for your homeland and pray for all the Muslims around the world. Do not forget our Muslim brothers in Palestine. And remember, O pilgrims, though you will be gathered in Arafat in numbers of 2 to 2.5 million, there are over a billion Muslims in the world, and every eye is turned toward Arafat on this day. Every heart beats with yours. Everyone is thinking of you and hoping that their brother in Arafat will not forget them, that they will include them in their prayers. So look, do not forget us. Pray for all the Muslims around the world, for those who are yearning and longing but could not reach here this year. Pray for them too. Pray for their chance to be present here and forgiveness. Pray for your own health and for all the Muslims around the world who are sick. O pilgrims, pray that all the problems of the Muslims are solved. Just understand this. A great treasure has been placed before you, and you have been given the chance to gather as much as you can. Tell me, will your heart ever feel full? That's enough now. No, you will say, let me take more, let me take even more. This is the plain of Arafat. This is the day of Hajj. If you don't ask today, then when will you? So ask abundantly today. Open your heart wide and ask. Keep on asking and ask with the firm belief that whatever is asked today will be granted. Today, Allah Almighty has promised that the sins of the pilgrim will be forgiven as if he has just been born from his mother's womb. Today, forgiveness is promised. Today, pardon is guaranteed. In any case, you must continue this practice until sunset. Once you are certain that the sun has set, sometimes after Asr prayer, announcements start coming from the guide saying, get on the buses, it's time to leave. Remember, you must not leave Arafat until the sun has set. Our IT department has developed a very useful app, the Prayer Time application. Make sure to have it on your mobile. It will be helpful during travels anywhere in the world, but especially in Arafat and Muzdalifah, it will be extremely useful. Check on the app to confirm whether sunset has occurred in your location. Give it an extra 2, 4, or 5 minutes just to be sure, and after that, you can go and board your guide's bus and then leave Arafat. If you leave before that, a penalty will be due. So, you must stay until the proper time.